Thank you, thank you. I love you all to death.
Me too, me too. You take away our breath.
Such adoration of us is so satisfying to observe, especially when we know we both deserve it. They find our adoration more rewarding to observe, when they are confident they both deserve it.
I ask you now to tell us, and I hang on every word. On the morning that it happened, exactly what occurred?
Well, the kids had decided to bunk off school. Objection overruled. My protests all were met with ridicule. Objection overruled. They lazed around all morning playing video games, eating peanut butter sandwiches in bed. And when I tried to get them out to take a little air, they looked at me with pity and they said,
"Don't wanna go nowhere, don't wanna do nothing, just want to enjoy our home sweet home. So give us some space now, get off of our case now, get out of our face now, and leave us alone.
Don't order us around now or boss us.
We're not recruits and you ain't no Sarge.
You may have married Dad, but don't you dare cross us.
You'll never, ever, ever, ever be in charge. Don't wanna go nowhere, don't wanna do nothing, just want you to leave us both alone.
Get out of our hair now,
just give us some air now.
You haven't a prayer now,
you miserable crone.
Objection! Objection!
Overruled. Please proceed. Well, I finally convinced them both to take a walk.
She forced us.
That's enough. I thought I might give them both a nature talk.
She's lying.
Enough stuff. While on the walk, I must confess, I took a little pride, giving names to every single plant and tree. But when I asked them questions just to see what they had learned, they answered with disdain and mockery.
We're sick of your moaning, we're sick of your groaning, your silly old lectures, stupid fight. You're wasting your breath now, you bore us to death now, your Lady Macbeth now, so crawl off and die.
We hate the countryside and all it stands for.
We hate you even more and we repeat.
You try to be our mom, but just understand you're
not fit to wash the cow manure off mother's feet. We really detest you, we ought to molest you. You think you are something, but you're not.
It could be genetic
that you're so pathetic.
Your love is synthetic,
it means diddly squat.
I must protest the slander of my clients you project. That they would talk like that, my friend, is patently absurd. In dealing with the plaintiff, they've shown great respect.
With respect, I can't say that is what we all have heard. Congenital liars, these kids have conspired to blacken this decent woman's name. They're strangers to truth now, don't blame it on youth now. They're both so uncouth now, they should die of shame.
Objection! Objection! Sustained. Counsel? Before you start another rant like that one, I'll have Donovan and his guys throw you out first. So just continue with your reconstruction. I ask the jury kindly, ignore that rude outburst.
I stand corrected. Please proceed.
Well, my lectures never have been well.
You said it.
We dread it.
I never get angry. I am never peace.
She's awful.
Unlawful.
So I suggested we should play a game of hide and seek. I felt sure they'd benefit from exercise. They went away to hide, and that's the last I saw of them. telling all these lies.
I gather you're saying that while you were playing, a pair of them ran away from you. The witch was a fable, those kids are unstable. I hope I've been able to prove that it's true.
Are we to understand that is her story? She says the children just ran away.
These are the facts that I place before ye, and when you tell the truth, that's all you have to say.
You ask us to swallow a story so hollow. My clients would choke on the attempt. I'm asking the jury to share in my fury and look on this fury as fear with contempt.
Before I fight this slander, I would like to call back our two young stars whose talent is immense. To Johnny Strip and Brittany Sneers, we thank you from the heart. You've really made the case for the defense.